Firoz Alizada is from Afghanistan. He was 12 years old when he stepped on a landmine while taking a shortcut to school. He lost both legs and injured his left hand. This accident, he says, changed his life and took his hope.
I didn't get any psychological support. Nobody was there to do some kind of peer support with me. I was really thinking that I'm alone. Nobody will take care of me and I will be a burden.
But Alizada did get his life together. He now is 27, is married, and works for the international campaign to ban landmines. But he tells VOA about the extensive discrimination he suffered before reaching this point. He says he did not finish college and could not find a job because of his disability. Alizada's story is echoed by many of the more than 1,600 survivors from 25 countries who were interviewed for the report. Director General of Handicap International Belgium, Mark Julin, says they represent the more than 500,000 landmine victims around the world who continue to suffer from their disability and from the stigma attached to it. He says 70% of those interviewed do not think their situation has changed in the past 10 years.
The mine ban treaty, therefore, has been successful when it comes to clearance to do something about stockpiling of explosives and the usage of mines and other explosives. However, lack of focus when it comes to the victims of mines and lack of involvement of the victims themselves in making decisions about how their situation could change is still badly lagging behind.
The report finds medical care and physical rehabilitation have improved. Just 21% of respondents say psychological services have improved. When it comes to jobs, they say they are the last in line. Stan Brabant of Handicap International notes unemployment of landmine survivors in Afghanistan is more than 70% and at around 90% in Eritrea.
We see people that are devastated and that require long-term support. Most of the time what we see, and this is reported in this book, is that most of the support is actually provided by the survivor himself or herself and the family and the community, but not by states. States are not doing anything for that. That is a scandal.
Since the mine ban treaty came into force, the number of casualties has gone down, but advocates for survivor assistance say it remains intolerably high. Every year, 15,000 people are killed or maimed in more than 70 countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.